Z's Morning Edition. I'm Dennis Lambert. One day, your car could run on algae. Scientists have been saying that for decades. The military and energy companies have already experimented with algae-based biofuel, but it has yet to be brought to the masses. As KJZZ's Stina Sieg reports, a lot of that research is happening in Arizona.
Green liquid bubbles from rows of glass tanks in the Phoenix suburb of Mesa. The sun is shining bright outside the Arizona Center for Algae Technology and Innovation. And that's fueling the growth of these super productive single-cell organisms. Milton Sommerfeld is a professor at Arizona State University. And to him, this isn't pond scum. It's biofuel that just hasn't been processed yet. He holds up jars of the finished products in his lab across the street.
This is like crude petroleum. And here's an example of where we've taken that algae oil and made biodiesel.
And Sommerfeld says this light yellow liquid looks just like regular diesel, but it burns much cleaner. He explains that algae can be turned into any liquid fuel product on the market with the help of heat, pressure, or solvents. And that's been known for years. How to make it economically feasible still isn't. It's estimated that a gallon of this algae fuel would cost consumers more than $20. But Sommerfeld says that's bound to change.
Well, one of the advantages of the algae is that they're making the fuel and the other products in real time, not geologic time.
Meaning you don't have to wait millions of years before you can extract it, like petroleum or coal. And that's not the only benefit of algae cultivation. A few miles down the road in Gilbert, a company called Helier makes an array of things from algae, from dietary supplements to beauty products. But it doesn't do fuel. CEO Dan Simon explains.
In our view, until you can produce algae fuels at $3 per gallon, you're not really going to have a open market opportunity.
That opportunity might not come along for another 5 years, maybe 10, or maybe decades, according to Heather Youngs. She's a researcher at the University of California at Berkeley, who's not shy about her respect for algae.
Yeah, they're amazing, amazing creatures with a lot of potential, and I can understand why people are so excited about them.
Algae does grow easily in Arizona. Algae ponds need large, flat surfaces and sunshine, which the state has lots of. But all that land is expensive, as are the nutrients needed to help algae thrive. Young says Berkeley looked at all these factors when predicting algae's role in America's energy future.
The analysis that we've done in our institute, unless there's something, some significant advance to bring the cost of production down, does not predict a high percentage of algae.
But that doesn't stop the algae believers at ASU from trying to make the production of algae oil more efficient and cheaper. The university belongs to a nationwide algae research partnership called ATP3. Terry Belial is one of the ASU researchers who contributes to the project.
I feel like it's just this giant pool of like ideas and like interaction and communication that like really needs to happen in all forms of science in order for anything to progress.
Belial says it's likely that it will take many different sources to eventually replace fossil fuels, and she believes algae will be part of that patchwork.
The timeline is always the question. Everybody asks, you know, when?
And she can't answer that. No one in the algae world can. Yet. For KJZZ News, I'm Stina Sieg reporting on energy.